Broadcasting live on the Ops Lens app, iHeartRadio, Mojo 50 Radio, and online worldwide at thepcradioshow.com.
That's a nice middle section you have there.
Yeah, I'm standing up because I have to poop really bad.
Oh my God.
So you're going to have poop stains?
I might. I just might.
It looks like you're expecting. It actually comes to a point.
He's doing cartwheels in there.
Stewie and Richie. PC Radio.
It's been far too long, ladies and gentlemen. I will tell you that just one day apart from you makes my heart hurt. Patriotically Correct Radio is on, broadcasting live anywhere that you can get a podcast, as well as streaming on Mojo 50 Radio. That is the live station on iHeartRadio. Anywhere that you can find a podcast, make sure that you remember the truth lives right here at redvoicemedia.com. Listen, today is a packed show. We're going to talk to the counterterrorism officer, former counterterrorism officer, host of the extremely popular This Is My Show. We will have Drew Berquist here, as well as the editor-in-chief for the National File. We will welcome Tom Papert to the show. He's going to be telling us about this, the AT&T deal. I mean, there's a lot of backroom stuff going on here, ladies and gentlemen, that is really disgusting. We all know about it, and we're going to talk about what are we going to do about it. That's the question that everybody has. What do we do now? And a lot of people have that question about their finances as well. Here to talk with us about that is the man himself, Carlos Cortez, Cortez Wealth Management, the premier sponsor of the Patriotically Correct Radio Show. Carlos, welcome to PC Radio, and thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me again, Stu. Appreciate it.
We're dealing with a little bit of a delay amid you know, some issues that we're dealing with, switching the new networks and the storm that was in Texas. Our syndication with Mojo 50 happens through Texas, so we're dealing with just a little bit of a delay. It's not awkward. It's not uncomfortable, but some people's finances are uncomfortable, and the reason I'm looking down here is because I want to read something to people. We're the truth over here, and I want to be completely vulnerable. We're friends on Facebook. This was your post 6 hours ago. My mentors told me always pay attention to the bond market. It'll show signs of what's really happening. Still true today, rates are going up. Vaccine will instill consumer confidence, so the expansion of equilibrium is present, which means inflation will go up and prices will go down. Hashtag buy the dips. Hashtag Biden is predictable. Explain that to the listeners in terms that make sense to them financially, please.
You know, We have a lot of predictability. Whenever you have the House and the Senate and executive office that are Democratic, Wall Street already knows what's going to happen. We know that defensive stocks are going to tank. We know that pro-China CCP-based stocks are going to skyrocket. We know that energy is going to skyrocket. And since Biden wants to put a face rag on everybody's face, we also know that technology is going to do extremely well. But the problem is, Stu, is unfortunately, I'm getting so many calls of clients that are just literally scared out of their, you know what?
Yeah.
Their advisor works at a bank, and they're part of, they're sleeping at the wheel. They listen to CNBC. They listen to MSNBC. They believe everything that they've been told. But yet, our listeners have a traditional base advisor that is not doing anything. And, you know, I bet half of our listeners here have holistic doctors because they know the regular doctors are going to subscribe, you know, the cancer causing prescriptions that are out there right now. It's the same thing with the financials. People don't know what to do. I know what to do. I'm here to help. And like I said the other day, I remember saying it, that inflation was going to kick us in the you know what. And everybody's waking up to 20, 25, 30, 30% increase on gas prices. And if it's getting out of hand, the bond market shows the signs of what's to come. And the bottom line is that the rates are going to go up. And when rates do go up, the prices of your stocks, the prices of your mutual funds, the prices of bonds will all go down, and it will lose a lot of money.
You were talking a while ago about cryptocurrency, too. We see a lot of these commercials, these extended, like almost infomercials, they're like 3 minutes long on all these major broadcast networks, cable, quote unquote, news networks. For those of you listening on air, I'm using heavy air quotes when I say news in relation to some of these people, CNN, the Fox News Channel, MSNBC, CNBC, all these people. It's fake news. Everything that you see is fake. But you can't afford to trust fake stuff when you're dealing with the future that you're trying to set up for your kids, your grandkids, and your grandkids' grandkids, setting up for something even as immediate as just your retirement. You can't count on fake. And that's why we have Carlos Cortez, because, listen, Cortez Wealth Management is not one of these big, huge firms. You're an independent fiduciary, right? I mean, you can put that's your correct. Hands on so many different things because you have so many different outlets. You stay more in touch with what's really going on. It's not about the betterment of a big corporation and, you know, all of these shareholders that are looking at all these millions of dollars being shuffled around in the portfolio. You're working in the best interest for your clients, which is why people should call you at 813-448-3446 or visit you online at CortezWM.com. Any final thoughts today?
You know, I just say to our listeners, you know, Stu and I truly, truly work hard to get you the best and true and most accurate information, not because we want to be seen, but we truly care. We truly care and very passionate about what we believe in, to the point that sometimes we sacrifice our time with our family. Sometimes we sacrifice our time with the things that are important to us just so that we can get the good message out. And I know Stu's going through stuff personally, and I just—
We all do. We all do. And, you know, it's nothing that I will not get through by the grace of God. That's his promise us. And
that's right.
So I have received messages wondering, are you okay? I will be okay. I'm not dying. Yeah. There's no diagnosis here. I'm dealing with some things, and we will get through them. And as a matter of fact, I think my commitment is today, later in the show, I'm going to talk about that because I just want to talk to you.
I just want to say, you know, our clients, our listeners are always in our prayers, such as you, Stu. And, you know, we're here for you, and we're here for our listeners. We truly care about the American patriotic, God-fearing American. And that's why I started this business, is to be a lifeline to the corrupt Wall Street machine that's out there that's affecting everybody.
It is. It is. And it's being manipulated and controlled by the same deep staters, the same cabal, the same global faction that installed an illegitimate president at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, still under military control, razor wire everywhere, tall fences. We're going to talk to Drew Berquist about this. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask him if he's in touch with this 500,000 funeral burial that was completely insincere. And their YouTube channel had a total of, I think, 17,000 views on the live YouTube channel of the official page of the White House. It's unbelievable. Coming up after Carlos Cortez, we are going to check in with the former counterterrorism officer, Drew Berquist, the host of This Is My Show with Drew Berquist. Hang out for a second, Carlos. Also, we're going to have Tom Papert here, the editor-in-chief at the National File. Lots of stuff breaking there as well. Stick around. More PC Radio as we continue straight ahead. I told you earlier in this program that we do business with veteran-owned businesses, patriot-owned businesses, America-first-owned businesses. That is true. I will never deviate from that. You will never see somebody at Patriotically Correct Radio that is not a veteran, an America-first patriot, period. I can't be any more clear about that. Tim Klun, TK, is the founder and CEO of Verve. Verve Forever is a CBD business. He's a veteran of the United States military, and he's the proud owner of Verve United as well. Now, I didn't know anything about CBD products until my relationship with Tim Klun, and then he told me what it is that he does. I'm now in tune with CBD, and it helps me. It helps me with my shoulder pain. This is a real endorsement. I really use the product because it works. Also, it's the highest quality CBD, TK guarantees, at the lowest affordable prices. and it's going to work for you. So if you're already up on the CBD game and you're using CBD, if you're not doing business with a veteran or a veteran-owned, America First, patriotically owned business, then trash it. Go to the PCRadioshow.com, scroll down a little bit, you'll see the Verve logo. If Stu Peters is easier to remember, go to StuPeters.com. Verve logo right there. Click on it, get yourself educated, and do business with a patriotically owned CBD company. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. It has done miracles for me. Verve Forever, CBD, owned by Tim Klund, United States veteran. More at PC Radio continues right now.
With a domestic population of 350 million and 7.8 billion worldwide, we thank the 12 of you that listen to this garbage.
It's garbage, and I'll tell you why.
The Patriotically Correct Radio Show.
Eat me.
With Stu and Rich. Worldwide at thepcradioshow.com.
Well, we love this guy. He's a former counterterrorism officer. That automatically garners tons of support from myself and all of you out there, PC Radio listeners, because we know that you back the blue. He is the host of the extremely popular This Is My Show with Drew Berquist. Follow him at drewberquist.com on his YouTube channel and all kinds of amazing content that I've been dabbling through since we booked this interview. He's on Parler at Real Drew Berquist. Drew joins us now. Hey, buddy, welcome to PC Radio. And by the way, this is my show.
It is your show, and thanks for having me on it. Glad to be here.
Unscripted conversation, real platforms. That's what you do. It's what we do over here. The flow of the conversation today, the thing that is on my mind is this unbelievable funeral that we had yesterday in this country. Now, let me just clarify. Obviously, you and I are in agreement that the death of anybody is a tragedy.
Of course.
We don't want to see anybody die. We don't want to see loved ones going through this kind of nonsense. There's obviously questions and evidence of skewing numbers. But we had a funeral for 500,000 Americans yesterday. I am not doubting that there are 500,000 families, Drew, that are going through grieving processes, through pain, through the loss of a loved one. The illegitimacy or the insincerity of this thing, I have to call into great question. When you watch this guy, Joe Biden, the supposed dictatorial figurehead in the White House, I guess, allegedly he's there, signing these executive orders ad nauseum, coming out to do that, going back into the basement, then he comes out and he does this. I mean, what is your first reaction to this?
Well, I just think as you said, the messaging on it has been horrible. And last night, also, as you said, look, one death is too many. Everyone says that. Everyone, I think, really deep down believes that. Most people out there are better than the media and social media gives them credit for. So obviously, you know, that number of people passing away is not great. It's not a good thing at all. But the numbers have been skewed. The science, like what fell into that category has been skewed. He commented last night. And I thought this was very reckless. He said, we've had more deaths from COVID than World War I, World War II, and Vietnam combined.
Put together. Yes, I did hear that.
And okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's bad. Those are bad numbers. No one should be celebrating those numbers. But there was no context that was put into the conversation and statement around it, such as, hey, you know, we've also had no flu this year. We've also had concerns here. And statistically, across the board in all categories, it looks like we're on track to have less deaths as a country this year. And also, you're going to probably survive this thing if you get it. So, yes, it stinks that some people got this. It stinks that in some cases that was the only reason for their death.
Hold on a second, Drew. Just forgive me one second. Intern boy, is he coming on the show talking about actual common sense and facts? Is that what I'm hearing here? It is? Okay. You will deal with facts no more. You will not remember these things. Okay, let's be clear. This is my Yoda, okay? You will not remember these things, Drew. How dare you bring them up? Speaking of numbers, how about the number of people that viewed the official White House YouTube video of this funeral for 500,000? 17,000, I think it was. Now, we're talking about the most prolific president in the history of our country, right? I mean, how many people supposedly voted for this guy? It was 80 million or something?
Yeah, over 80 million.
More votes than Hillary Clinton. Now, whether you love her or hate her, you know where I stand on this. You can't argue the fact that she's one of the most prolific political figureheads in the history of our country, specifically in current times. No matter where you go in the world, people have heard of Hillary Rodham Clinton, mostly because of her husband and all the scandals associated with her, but they know her. Before Joe Biden was the vice president, I mean, even as he was the vice president, you walk up and down the street, you see these reality shows all the time. Waters World, they did it. You walk up and down, so who's the vice president? People have no idea who this guy is because he's done nothing for 48 years. But supposedly 80 million people or more voted for this guy, the most prolific president. He's being protected by the military and concertina wire and big fences and walls because he is so prolifically powerful and what do you call it, popular, right? 17,000? Let me just ask you a question. Just speculate, Drew, and then I'm going to let you go because this is your platform here. If Donald J. Trump were to go live on YouTube right now, I mean, what would you speculate? He'd break the internet, wouldn't he?
He'd break the internet and they would shut off his feed because they hate him and they hate freedom and they hate conservative America. But yeah, absolutely. It would explode because you've never seen a political movement like that before. It's like the man or don't like the man. You have to at least recognize that the movement behind him, his following, the ardent support, it's just, it's crazy. There's no words that you can put with it because we have not seen it before. And then you have this, the flip side, the least interesting, most boring candidate in history, backed by or supported or accompanied by a vice president who polled horribly, got crushed in the primaries, was the most radical senator in 2019. There was no enthusiasm behind this ticket. And there's frankly still no enthusiasm, as you pointed out. You look at the stats, you look at the numbers, you look at the two people who showed up to welcome Kamala home this past weekend. There's no excitement for these guys, and they're fabricating all of this. And it's really crazy to see. I mean, there was a while. Now, YouTube is absolutely destroying us now. You know, we would do hundreds of thousands of views per video. There was a time where we were killing Joe Biden. Now he's winning, but he shouldn't be in the state that he's in. 17,000 views for the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, speaking to an audience. And you see that everywhere. And that's why they were so upset, by the way. I love that they wanted access to some of Trump's old accounts.
You saw the same type of
care.
Right. And you saw the same type of reaction live preceding the election. 38 people, little circles drawn on the ground like they were trying to, what were they doing, summoning the mothership here? Most of them were his staffers and members of the in-the-tank media. So we know where we are, right? I mean, we're in agreeance. Hey, eyebrow raiser, right? Hello. And I love there's no evidence people. I love those people as well. But at the sake of staying objectively friendly here for the platforms, right? We want as many people to hear this conversation as possible because I'm going to ask you something that's really important, Drew. Your listeners on your show that are asking you all the time, like they ask me, so what do we do about it? What do we do? You know, there's fraud. We think there's fraud. We think that this virus has been politicized. Nancy Pelosi saw this thing coming from a mile away. It was just another vote by mail. I mean, you know, all of these things. What do we do now? What do we do about it? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a tough question. I get it every day. Got it again today from multiple listeners. And I think that the hard part is we're all emotional creatures, right? So we see what's happening and it's an injustice. We see just flat out lies being told as truth by the mainstream media and big tech. We see people being purged and told to go sit in a corner in color for having different opinions. And it spins you up. It gets you emotional and excited, as it should. Everyone's hot and bothered with what's going on here. But I think that the tricky thing is you know, the reason this happened is they have so much on their side. They've got big tech, they've got the media, they've got big money, they've got a lot. And then they've got the establishment GOP who has consistently been walked over forever. So they have all these tools. We've got people who are, for the most part, there's some great ones there, obviously, but for the most part, spineless. And they just took advantage of it. And there was nothing we could do. We had the most popular candidate, most voted for candidate in history. If you take away the other one who's in the White House right now, which we know is he did not get 81 million votes. But you look at all that and you get hot, you get excited. But I think we say in the show, let's make local sexy again.
Yeah.
We got to work on education, which has been a huge deal. We've got to work on local and state elections, controlling state legislatures. We've got to do those types of things. And then we've got to do what President Trump, frankly, is doing now and going after the establishment and the GOP, because there's just a lot of dead weight there who's never done anything, much like Joe Biden, never done anything of substance for the American people. They just continue to collect that check, utilize the system and the power that they've got to re-win their elections, and continue down this, but left behind are the American people, their constituents. So it's redoing the GOP, fixing it, a third party is as exciting as it sounds. That falls in that emotional category too. It's never worked. It's not going to. We've got to break this one up, make it better, and then we've got to do things on the local level and the state level that play into elections and integrity, that play into so many other things and play into education. And I think as unexciting as that is, and as much as everyone wants to leap to this, it's like, no, let's do this first. Because either we're headed on a collision course for conflict, which no one should want. I've seen that. You don't want it. Trust me. Or we try and fix it. And maybe you still go there, but let's start here and not just force everyone's hand to do the other, which is, again, not.
You were a counterterrorism guy, right? I mean, you understand law enforcement specifically as it relates to terrorism. I mean, is Black Lives Matter a terrorist group? What about Antifa?
Yeah, I was not law enforcement. I was intel, but did paramilitary stuff in a counterterrorism capacity overseas.
Sure, same thing.
My life was chasing down terrorists.
Yeah.
And hunting them and interrogating them, having some friendly conversations with them.
Mm-hmm.
You see what these people do here. You look at the definition of terrorism and you see what these people do here and the lawlessness and all that goes along with it. It's absolutely.
It's a head scratcher.
It's disgusting that they have not been.
These
but it's just an idea,
don't,
apparently.
They I've don't face jail time. George Floyd was, they were waiting for this to happen. They knew it was going to happen somewhere in this country. They were waiting for this to happen. It was, they have, listen, I feel the worst for George Floyd's family having to watch them use him like this in this hostile takeover. And the rule of law is gone. The rule of law is really the thing that we really need to be focused on right now, in my opinion. And yes, we are emotional creatures, some of us more so than others, and some of us in, you know, we go through stages, right? Everybody's got stuff going on. Everybody's got, you know, the pandemic, the lockdowns, the kids, they're not playing sports. Everybody's social distance. You can't see your family. The holidays weren't the same. Now you don't just wear one mask, even though the vaccine is here, but it works, but it doesn't, because you're still contagious, but then you're not. But then you don't guarantee that you can't catch it. But then now you need 30 masks. And I mean, this thing is just the anxiety and the stress that this is causing, the mental health issues that it's causing, leading to more drinking, chemical addictions, domestic assaults, people committing suicide. Then goes the marriage, and then next you're fighting over child support, and people who are successful are losing everything. And the world is upside down, and I am really in touch with that, Drew, lately. I've been addressing my audience more at that level. I can sit up here and scream all day about the fact that I cannot believe that this is going on, and so can you. And we do it because we're truthful. We have to bring it. We don't want to be negative Nellies. We don't want to be Debbie Downers. But you have to be able to put your big boy pants on and admit this is going on. And I think that you're right. I think that making local sexy is what it is. Your school boards. I mean, listen, the most important thing about this country is its future. And you said not knowing where it's going to go. Is it going to be war? Is it going to be conflict? Is there going to be some diplomatic resolve? We don't know. But it's looking more and more like we're going to have to come to grips that the price of freedom is death, and that violence is what saves liberty. It's what liberated us to begin with. People in our armed services, people in law enforcement have been using violence to uphold the sanctity of this country, the rule of law, since 1776 or thereabout. And so the local thing, I agree, and the school board, going back to that, is what's more important than our future? Our kids are our future. They're being indoctrinated in these schools in this state of Minnesota governed by Tim Jong Walls. He actually approved a book, Drew, that teaches kids that all cops are racist murderers. It's being used in school district for kindergartners today.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I for your audience, I grew up in Minnesota. I love the state. I can't stand the politics. There's amazing people up there. I don't for the life of me understand how it's always gone that way. But you see those changes, and they're so normalized. And I think to another point you made, people are waking up now. People are waking up and saying, you know, okay, what Drew's saying, what Stu's saying, we need to listen to this. Some of it's uncomfortable. Some of it's not fun. Yeah, we get that, but we have to do that because for so long we were asleep. And then we had all these, you know, little pricks, little death by a thousand cuts happening. And now more and more people are waking up. And
you
hopefully
say little,
we can get
little
this
prick.
Thing
were
fixed,
you
but...
referring to Anthony Fauci? I thought I heard you say little prick.
Yeah, him too. God. Yeah. I mean, we're reading the books that Walls is putting out there. We're having, you know, transgender reading time in elementary schools. People are listening to Fauci. People are wearing multiple masks. People are buying into all of this stuff. And it's just, you feel, I always tell my audience, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills, because it's like this literally does not make sense to anyone who's paying attention at all. Like just even a little bit, you should recognize, like, this is all loony. This should not be happening. But yet you bring that up. You say common sense statements. You look at things in a normal way, and people say, no, you're wrong.
You're racist.
And not only are you wrong, but you are racist. Yep. You're a xenophobe.
Yep.
You're a bigot. Mm-hmm. You're awful. You hate America. It's like, no, hold on. I fought for this country. I love America. I think you don't understand what America is. And I think that's part of the big problem is these people say they want a better America. They don't want a better America. They want a new America. They want to radically change America.
Yeah. Interesting times, to say the least. We're going to work on solutions. And I think that you start with exactly what Donald Trump is doing, just like you said, Drew. The reason I love talking to guys like you is because we get so trapped up in our own thing, you know, whatever we're dealing with personally. I mean, we're all humans. We're not machines, you know, up here. We're not the mainstream media that just comes in and reads a script. We're here to tell truth, and digging into truth is a very challenging task. It's mentally draining. I think that people are starting to appreciate it because I hear all the time, my God, I'm so glad that I found you. My God, it's so refreshing to hear something that, you know, that is truthful and with a passion and not from a teleprompter, and it's real and I can relate to it, and what you're saying is exactly what I'm going through. And oh my God, what do we do? And I tell them, pray. You got to pray to God. You really do. You got to pray to God, and you got to believe in his word. I'm never ashamed to say that on this platform, and I never will hide my relationship with him. But you know, working on these solutions is what we need to do. And we have seen all summer long that the guy with the loudest bullhorn wins in Minnesota, in the city of Red Wing, the police chief was just dismissed by the city council and fired. It made national news because the city council didn't trust him. These are liberal, radical progressives that have hijacked the Democrat Party, much like what's going on in Washington, and they can do whatever they want, say whatever they want, and it doesn't matter that their biggest backer, who's claiming that he's BLM, is a convicted child sex rapist. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that these people are raping kids at the Lincoln Project. None of this matters. It doesn't matter that Hunter Biden is vacuuming up millions of dollars. It doesn't matter that there are photographic images of him with minor children in inappropriate relationships that happen to be his family. None of it matters. What matters is how we get involved, how we fix it, what we do now, and where we go from here. And I think, Drew, that you hit it right on the head with the local stuff. School board, city council, mayor, state representative. Whatever, sheriff. I mean, look at law enforcement, how politicized that this thing has become.
Yeah.
It's insane.
You know, all of that. All of it is so critical. And the reason we say make local sexy again, because we always skip ahead. Like these politicians in D.C. have become rock stars. You see them walk around.
Yeah.
They're not acting like people who work for the people, which is what they are supposed to be doing. They're celebrities who make a decent wage and have all these side deals going and never care about Americans. They only care about themselves, their buddies, you know, whether it's within the same party or across the aisle, to just kind of keep the game going. So everyone looks over. Oh, I don't want to run for city council. I'm not going to even vote. A lot of people don't even vote for local elections. It's like, guys, a lot of stuff happens at that level. I didn't used to really buy into that myself. I used to kind of fall in that other category. I don't know enough about this. It's not as important as this. No, it's not. It's the other way around. And it's got to start there. So I do think it's important. And hopefully your listeners, my listeners, and a lot of other people out there will come to that realization.
That's the biggest takeaway. And I appreciate you being here. Drew Berquist. Follow him, drewberquist.com. Follow his YouTube channel. All kinds of great content there. And make sure to find him on Parler at Real Drew Berquist, in case there is a fake one out there. I'd like to joke about that a little bit. More PC Radio as the powerful conversation continues in just 120 seconds. Go nowhere. My name is Stu Peters. Stick around. I want to take a minute to remind you about our good friends over at Cortez Wealth Management. Carlos Cortez, he was here earlier in the program. And just to be, I want to be honest with you all the time. And this platform is going to continue to get more and more personal. I'm getting to know you all. I read your emails. I read your Telegram messages. Please do not hesitate to come over to Telegram and find me, t.me/Stu Peters. I want to talk to you. I read a lot of what is in there. And that's how I get to know you. That's how I see your questions. I get tips there. I get news stories there. I investigate things that originate there. This is the platform of truth. And if the truth offends you, then you need to find somewhere else to go. Part of the truth is we do business with God-fearing American patriots, America First patriots that own businesses, veteran-owned businesses. We reject money at my own detriment and at the detriment and the financial expense of everybody that's involved with Red Voice Media and Patriotically Correct Radio on these platforms. We reject people based on principles. We will not do business with these big major corporations that are involved with enriching and lining the pockets of deep state establishment members of the global faction, the cabal. We will not do it. Getting back to Cortez Wealth Management. This is a legitimate business, a practice that is owned by an America First patriot. They're not a big corporation, as we stated earlier in the program. If you're just joining us, Cortez Wealth Management is owned privately. It's an independent fiduciary. The people that work with Carlos Cortez attend his church. This is legitimate. And I'm telling you this because I really believe that if you are doing your financial business, your retirement planning, your investing with anybody else, if you're doing it with one of these big box trading companies, if you're doing it with one of these big name people, these huge banks, these conglomerates, stop it. Call Carlos Cortez Jr. His phone number is 813-448-3446. 813-448-3446. You can visit him online at CortezWM.com. That's CortezWM.com. More PC Radio right now.
The enemy of progressive politicians and politically correct assholes. PC Radio. Worldwide at thepcradioshow.com.
The rule of law is a principle under which all persons, institutions, and entities are accountable to laws that are publicly promulgated, equally enforced, independently adjudicated, and consistent with international human rights principles. So what do I mean by that? All persons must be held accountable to the same laws, meaning that laws that apply for me must also apply for thee. It seems simple, and that's the first thing that we have to look at to establish whether a body of people is socially controlled in an effort to avoid total anarchy, chaos, destruction, and the methodical plan to invade a country. That's what's happening here, folks. This is the platform of total transparency, accountability, honesty, vulnerability, exposure, and truth. I have told you that I don't care about your feelings. I don't. I really mean that. It might sound insensitive to you, but I don't care. And although I don't want to be a Debbie Downer or Negative Nelly every day when I open up this microphone, we have to pull up our big boy pants and keep it real. We're under attack. When the rule of law disappears, when it goes away, when the government rules and the people are subservient, we've lost our country. Equally enforced laws are a thing of the past. When a thug with a bullhorn can ignite an occupied police precinct into a fiery blaze, burn businesses to the ground, assault citizens and police, commit rape, murder, false imprisonment, occupy an area, prevent the free travel of others, they should be hunted down with great fervency, arrested, and tried for the alleged crimes of arson, false imprisonment, assault, rape, murder, or whatever they've been accused of doing. This is no matter of the color of their skin. It's no matter of the cause. The cause can't matter because when you're supporting a cause, whether I agree with it or not, that's your right. I love that about our country. I embrace the freedom of expression, the constitutional right to free speech, and the right to assemble. I acknowledge and appreciate, I hold dearly to myself, the freedom of the press, which, by the way, is not limited to major broadcast news networks and cable television propaganda machines, commonly referred to as the mainstream media. This right also includes independent journalists that are present to document the truth, to disseminate their findings to the public for viewing. Ask Andy Ngo from Portland if he feels that was afforded to him. Then go a step further and ask him if his attackers were arrested. If they're facing criminal prosecution, your findings, I'm sure, will be discouraging and disappointing, to say the least. If I were to get a security clearance, if I were to have sensitive information and use it as bribery, manipulate that stuff to commit high crimes and then delete and destroy all of that evidence, emails, cell phones, etc., I'd be buried under the jail. I would be sent to Gitmo and live the rest of my life in custody at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, in custody of the military, or executed by firing squad because I would have committed treason. If I sell the office of the Vice President of the United States and then use that leverage of, oh, let's say, my father, who's in a position of power to manipulate foreign adversaries into compensating me for the tune of millions of dollars, jeopardizing the national security of the United States. And if I had, say, possession of pornographic images on a computer, maybe, that depict young children on my laptop, admit to inappropriate sexual relationships and recorded cell phone calls and messages with minors that happen to be related to me, and there happens to be video and photographic evidence of illegal felony-controlled substance possession out about in the public for everybody to see, I may find myself in jail awaiting trial in court. The United States is under attack, and it's being invaded. There are no two ways to say it. This just is. A system of government that is centralized and dictatorial and requires complete subservience to the state. Totalitarianism. I used to do business with these big, trading companies and things like that. I sought advice from these chains and from these franchises and from people that I really believe that they probably care about their job. But to be actually personally invested into my investment, to be totally in tune with me as a person, to understand, okay, maybe I'm self-employed. Maybe I don't have a self-employment pension plan. Maybe I don't have a Roth. Maybe I don't max out this or that, CDs and bonds and precious metals and all of this stuff. They really take the time at Cortez Wealth Management to figure out who you are and what your goals are. This isn't some big portfolio that your money is going to be shuffled around with a million other people and you're just a number. Uh-uh. At Cortez Wealth Management, Carlos Cortez and his staff really want to know you. They want to know that you have a wife and three kids. They want to know that they play hockey. They want to know what your goals are. They want to know what you have now and what you're looking at doing. They want to know if you want to be safe or aggressive. They want to know exactly who you are so that they can best, in these times, are you kidding me? How unsafe it is to invest in this market? Carlos Cortez and his people know. They know what's going on. They're in tune with what's going on, and you can call them. You have access to them because of this show. Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management can be reached at 813-448-3446. 813-448-3446, or you can visit him online at CortezWM.com. That's CortezWM.com.
Broadcasting live from the highest cloud of privileged patriotism. The PC Radio Show is on Mojo 50 Radio.
I want to take the opportunity to talk more personally with you for a moment. Because we've been here. I work hard every day to research, find truth, investigate, expose, and then bring it to you as real as I can. Every single day. It's a little out of the usual format for this program to do something like this, but I have to admit, it's long overdue. We've been here over and over again, day after day, talking about things like the cancel culture. We've addressed the inconsistencies related to the reporting of positive cases and deaths amid the pandemic. We've talked about mandates, shutdowns, social distancing, the closures of business. We've talked about the politicizing of our law enforcement, scandals, criminal allegations, corruption, things involving child sex trafficking amongst the groups of people that our children are supposed to look up to the most, Hollywood actors and so-called leaders in our country. We've highlighted many times of how detrimentally dangerous this is to our future generations and what psychological effect this is having not only on adults, but for our children. We've addressed the questions about the 2020 presidential election. We've seen executive orders and actions signed by the current president, Joe Biden, at record-smashing pace that destroys jobs, jeopardizes national security. It makes better lives for those here illegally than the lives of tax-paying citizens of our country. It's frustrating. There is no doubt an unprecedented amount of anxiety, stress, and depression that goes along with these things, and I can hear it in your tone. I see it in your messages on Telegram. I read your emails and I listen to people talk in my everyday life, friends, acquaintances, total strangers. I see the amount of stress on people's faces, and you may have seen it on mine. Folks, I've made it abundantly clear, especially recently, how much I care about you. I care about this country, and that's because I'm vested. I have three kids that I love and care about more than any words could ever describe. And if you're a dedicated and involved parent, You know about that love that I'm talking about. You know about that feeling. And it's because I care that I'm here to be vulnerable. I'm not a weak person. I'm a fighter. I will never cower in the face of adversity or those that wish to bring harm to my family or to this country. That I can promise you. But the reaction to the feelings of others has to be the foundation of the message for the entire team moving forward. The America First movement, for example, the military, the police, the conservative values all come down to the ability to effectively communicate. And as we've been taught since we were children, the most important part of communicating is listening, actively listening, actually listening. These are really scary times for those that we care about the most, which makes it the most scary times for us, because we don't want to see harm brought upon those that we are charged with looking after, taking care of. The most precious gifts from God are being set up for their innocence to be taken advantage of as they're indoctrinated into political ideology long before an appropriate age, that they're being taught by mommy and daddy, rather than in school. And we've reversed those things. And now they're being taught that mommy and daddy are bad or dangerous people if they, for example, don't wear masks, or if they voted for President Donald Trump last November. And so I just need to talk to you. I want you to know that the darkest times in someone's life, the most adversity you could ever face, these are the times that we are tested. Our faith is tested. Our moral compass is tested. Our normal routine, our path, the way that we make decisions is tested, and we don't always pass the test. We make huge mistakes. We make choices because we care, and because we're more often now than ever in an elevated emotional state because of the things going on around us every day, we sometimes take action before we think about it. We say things we don't mean. We hurt people inadvertently. We take advantage of friendships. We take our most valued relationships for granted. We lose sight of what's really important because we have been programmed to believe that something or something else should or could be more important than what really matters. Does this make sense? You're not alone. And if this is hitting home to you, I want you to know I'm right there with you. We are imperfect people looking for the perfect solution every day of our lives. It's unattainable. If you're not willing to admit that, you're either perfect or you're a liar. And that's not meant to be a slam, but we lie to ourselves inadvertently every single day. We tell ourselves that we can do this, or we got this. But if we don't take the time to strengthen ourselves, we can't possibly or properly strengthen others. It's just not possible. If you don't love yourself, if you're not proud of you, how can you ask anyone else genuinely to love you or be proud of you? For example, we want someone to tell us that Lynn Wood's case was heard by the Supreme Court and that action is going to be taken in reference to the election. We want to hear that the virus is suddenly under control and it's now okay to reopen your business, gather with your family, take kids on that vacation. We want to immediately repair marital issues, cure addictions, and do everything that we can to make those that we love happy every single day, because we're passionate about people that genuinely care about the mental health and success of those that are closest to us. We pick up weapons and charge into battles, not knowing the strength or coordination of the efforts of the enemy or even who the enemy is. Well, my friends, I'm here to tell you that that is okay. It's a good thing. It's okay to admit that you're struggling to stay positive, because that means that you really care about something. It's an indication of values, morals, and most importantly, an indication of your level of conviction. That means that you deny rejection, you recognize evil, and you would do anything to shield your loved ones from harm, but sometimes forget about yourself. Sometimes we take action without a clear head. Sometimes we do things, more often than not, out of immediate reaction rather than stopping to think, or more importantly, stopping to pray and ask God for direction. We have to stop that. I'm not afraid to say that. I will never stop saying that on this platform. We have to stop that. We have to make the commitment to each other, to our families, to our loved ones, and to our friends, that we aren't going to try to take matters into our own hands. And that individual efforts, we realize now and recognize, are hopeless and won't get anything accomplished. On a football field, for example, a team can play as 11 individuals, or they can play as one well-oiled machine, one team, one unit working together, and then and only then will they find success. The point is, we all need support systems, and when we feel that we have lost that support, everything seems dark, and we get into a tailspin of this free-falling and feel like the chips are stacked so high against us that no matter what hand we're holding, we can never really win, not against the house. The house always takes. Talking to the people we love rather than talking at them, it can make such a huge difference in the effectiveness of the message. And that's the whole message that our elected representatives have forgotten or completely intentionally ignored. This is the methodology, this is the thinking that progressives, specifically communists, want us to turn away, because you're not supposed to be able to think for yourself. That's discouraged. You're not supposed to be able to reason or think critically on your own. And by doing this, the structure of the nuclear family is easily destroyed. The self-medicating and addictions become out of control. Families fall apart. Then comes the divorce and the fight for custody of the children that we are supposed to be protecting but are inadvertently hurting the most. We need to downsize our talk. We need to shrink the platform goals so that the individuals can once again become a part of this team. The people that are going to struggle with this idea the most are people just like me. Men, specifically men with alpha or type A personalities, are going to have a really hard time being able to admit that they can effectively communicate better. We're the guys that want to be thought of as the guys that have it all under control. No matter how badly it's really falling apart behind closed doors on the other side of the curtain, and mostly because of our own unintentional self-sabotage. But here's where we separate real winning over television ratings and social media likes, echoes, and retweets. Here is where we determine who the real leaders are, rather than accepting the leader who supposedly won an election and now we are told that we must follow. Here is where real men are made and where God does his most effective work. Action. Action over words. The way that you talk is far less important than the way that you walk. The reason we're struggling so miserably as a country isn't some big secret. These aren't the people I just mentioned that will find success. These phony fakes in Washington, and most of them at the state, county, and local levels, are not in this because of the team. They aren't really thinking about family values. They don't care what's really important. They aren't humble. They aren't honest. And none of them will admit when they're wrong, because they're not in tune with what's really important and they're not filled with the Spirit of God. Plain and simple. Think about that in the most simplest of terms. Our country was founded as one nation under God. And why anybody should be in the least bit ashamed to admit that relationship is a terrible stigma that we're now faced with here because of the desensitization, the deplatforming of God, the ridding of family values, less time at the dinner table, more time in front of the television, less time on family hikes and fishing by the river, more time playing video games and dealing with the everyday hustle and bustle of life. The stress and anxiety has gotten to us, and we have let it affect our relationships. And because our relationships have been affected, we are weak. I have recently been grabbed right by my legs, held upside down, and been violently shaken by God. I have been brought all the way to my knees, and I've never been so clear in my thoughts as a result of it. When I was flipped back over onto my feet, I've never known in my entire life more clearly than I know now what it is that I need to change and how simple it is to accomplish the change. We cannot conquer the enemy. We cannot win the battle and have no chance at victory in the war if we cannot ignore our individual pride and have the real courage to address what's happening inside of what we see when we look in the mirror.
Twitter blew up.
More offensive than a presidential tweet.
Russia, China, Japan, Mexico, all countries will respect us far more than they do under past administrations.
PC Radio with Stu and Rich. Mojo 5-0 Radio.
That is the place where you can find our live broadcast. Mojo 5-0 is the name of the station. iHeartRadio, if you tune in live Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. If you don't have the ability to listen live, if you're otherwise indisposed, if you're busy, we can appreciate busy schedules. That is why you can find Patriotically Correct anywhere that you can find a podcast. If you're doing Pandora, that's fine. Spotify is good. iTunes is fine. iHeartRadio is okay. But we prefer the other platforms. Spreaker, of course, Podbean, and we are everywhere else. Make sure that you subscribe to the Exploding Rumble channel. Check us out on YouTube. Follow me on Telegram. I'm on Parler as well as Twitter. So there's really no excuse. If you're looking for truth, it's out there, and it's really easy to find. Just look for Stu Peters anywhere, and you'll find me. You'll also find me to be a whole lot more personal and a whole lot more vulnerable and a whole lot more transparent as time goes on here and our relationships continue to build. Richard Leonard is gone for a few days. He is serving our country, working at, I'm not going to disclose the location, but he's doing the good work of a patriotic veteran. And he will be back after he is done with that in a couple of weeks. I think it's important that people understand that there's so many questions. There's so many questions about totalitarianism, fascism. There's questions about money and finance, relationships. Where do I invest? Can I trust the police? Can I trust our federal law enforcement? How do I get elected? What should I do? That's exactly what you should do is you should begin thinking about the most patriotic thing that you can do, which is running for office. There are so many different cliches, so many different things that people can say. You won't get to the rainbow until you go through the rain. There's no substitute for action. And picking up guns and fighting, although it's something that has been done in the history of our country, it's something that is the unfortunate cost of freedom. Death and violence is the cost of freedom. We're not going to sugarcoat things here. We're not going to try to make things easier for you to think about and process. If you have to slow down and do your own research, then do it. But what I want to encourage you to do is if you get it, if you see all of these things that are going on, if you see the inconsistencies with the masking, and if you do your own research and you find out, tell a friend. Tell somebody who's otherwise not into politics. And should health and safety and masking and vaccinations become a political thing? No, they shouldn't, but they are. The media is lying, and we know that. Tell a friend. You have to grab a hold of a loved one, you have to grab a hold of a friend, and you have to tell them what is going on. Because in the absence of that, if they don't know what's going on, they are ignorant, and they will fall victim. These are people that you care about. They are your friends, they are your neighbors, they are part of your church congregation, they are your loved ones, they are your family. The most patriotic thing that you can do is protect them. You don't have to pick up a gun. You don't have to arm them with a rifle and bullets. You don't have to arm them with knives and judo classes, for crying out loud. Arm them with information. Information is knowledge. Knowledge is power. As more and more of us are continued to be shadow banned and silenced, as the assault on the First Amendment is almost complete, the assault on the Second will begin. Remember, 27 amendments, 27 of them, all of them, without the Second, They're done. 27 minus 2 equals 0. One of the greatest things I've recently heard. That's PC radio math. That's patriotic math. That is correct math. And you have to tell somebody. And I used masking as an example. It doesn't have to be masking. What about the inconsistencies in the reporting of deaths? What about the faking of people dying from this virus when they didn't die from this virus? They died of this virus. What about the consistencies of the PCR tests? What about the infected tests that are going out there infecting people? These are the things that we need to start talking about with people, ladies and gentlemen. And until you grab a hold of a loved one or a teacher or a member of your church congregation or a friend or a family member and you grab them and shake them and tell them that wake up, this is really going on, totalitarianism will win. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it, here's what's down to it, here's to any way you can get to it, here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it, and here's to us who do it because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid that radar. One day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save them!